as he joins us every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. He's Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I think for a lot of people in Baltimore, the pain is high with the Ravens and Orioles, especially Baltimore. Just a bad Sunday. Orioles lose and the Ravens go. They dropped 0-2 against that Las Vegas team that, look, I think they have better talent then, but at the end of the day, the Raiders played better, and that's what ended up winning them that game.
All right, for the Ravens, that game, and then, lose by a toe, almost a moral victory, if you will, against Kansas City. But what, to you, Kevin, has been the most mystifying part of this winless start to the season?
Well, it's something we've been talking about, guys. It's that offensive line. I mean, the fact that, it was egregious this past week, where particularly Daniel Faalele, there were multiple different plays where, honestly, some of the plays were some of the worst tape I've seen in a while, where he is lunging forward, arms out, in poor position, he can't get to his spots, Patrick McCary can't handle Max Crosby on a couple plays, Roger Rosengarten comes in, he actually holds his own decently well, but
yep,
then it's,
I agree.
The rotation coming in, it's like, well, all right, you did your job, back to the bench. And I'm just like, okay, well, what do you have to do to get the job? So I know John Harbaugh kind of doubled down on a lot of those decisions yesterday during his comments, but they can't win like this. And it's so clear and obvious. And the way that, we had talked about during the offseason, the way that they handled their offensive line, that they have the replacements for the guys they lost on the roster, and you can't build it now. You have what you have. Every team needs offensive linemen. So, they're going to have to make some changes at some point, even though John Harbaugh doubled down. It's a big concern point because you're like, oh, okay, Chris Jones out of the way, Max Crosby out of the way. Well, guess what? It doesn't get any easier for you. You have Michael Parsons coming down the docket, Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, Trey Hendrickson. You have a long way to go with a lot of great pass rushers and great defenders. So it's something that it was extremely disappointing on Sunday.
Yeah, and you know what the problem was, Voorhees didn't play well, Linderbaum didn't play well, but in those types of games, big, strong offensive linemen caused Linderbaum problems. And like you said, Faalele was bad, and the right tackles, they weren't great either. What do you do? If you're John Harbaugh, what are you going to do? Who are you switching out?
You have to do something, and I think to me, Faalele has to not play. They're experimenting as a contending team where, Faalele, he's not a natural guard. He's too slow at the position, and I think as a backup tackle, he's fine, but they're playing him at a position where he does not have the foot speed to keep up, the athleticism to get to his spots in certain situations. And, I'm not saying Ben Cleveland's the most athletic guard we've ever seen, because he's not, but I think it has to be better. Do you move McCary over to guard and do you put Rosengarten full time? I think they can't win with the rotation. The rotation to me, it's something where you can't get into a rhythm. Guys, Harbaugh says that, okay, well, we're playing the best guys, which is objectively false because one guy is better than the other regardless of if you think it's McCary and Rosengarten, and they're playing both. So objectively, they're not playing the best guys because they're rotating in players. So I think that the very least, you take out Faalele, whether you replace him with Ben Cleveland or Patrick McCary, I'd probably go McCary over Cleveland. But look, if you want to put Cleveland in there, I think anything at this point is better than Daniel Faalele. So I would go new right guard, give Rosengarten the starting right tackle job, and just see what it looks like, because it really can't get any worse than what we've seen so far.
Let me ask you a question about the defense. The defense, just something seems to be off defensively. And Roquan doesn't seem like he's the same guy as last year. And I want to go back and look at film from last year to see if he looks bigger this year or something, like he's gained some weight. And then Kyle Hamilton has been kind of non-existent thus far, too. And the Zach Orr stuff, when you got two receivers killing you, do something. Don't just keep playing off and letting them attack you. Five plays over 20 yards in the second half, the Raiders.
Right, and I think one of the things that we talked about, and I know I certainly talked about it last week, was you know, you just can't let Devontae Adams beat you. And, you know, make it be Jacoby Myers. If rookie tight end and Brock Bowers beat you, sure. I mean, Brock Bowers certainly had his moments in this game, don't get me wrong. But it's just, it's these things as a contending team. And I tried to be like, oh, well, we might see some growing pains early for a contending team, that stuff. And it's true, because you're right. Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith, definitely not the Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith play or starts that we're accustomed to. That certainly isn't doing anybody any favors. And the Ravens as a run defense have been great. I don't have the exact stats, but they're a top team. They might be the top rushing defense in the league. I wouldn't be shocked.
They are. 1.6, they're number one in against the rush and last against the pass.
Yeah, so that tells you all you need to know right there. Exactly. So to me, it's just that defense. Brandon Stevens had a tough day on Devontae Adams. Marlon Humphrey had his – I mean, he had the pick, but that was kind of a gift from Gardner Minshew. It was a pretty poor throw. So the defense, the secondary in particular, and the pass defense, there needs to be some level of adjustments, whether it's cloud, whether you're sending help over the top at star receivers. I mean, look, we're going to have the same conversation right now with CeeDee Lamb. Make someone else beat you, right? If a receiver keeps getting open over and over again, do something to make either Brandon Cooks or Jalen Tolbert or anybody else beat you other than that guy. And I feel like against the Raiders, Devontae was still getting his, and I feel like you kind of have to do what the Chiefs did to Mark Andrews in week one, which is, hey, we're eliminating your top weapon by any means necessary. Go beat us with anybody else. And I think that just, it has to be the Ravens' defensive strategy, because you know the stars. And that has to be something that you keep an eye on in this game.
You know what's funny is coming into the season, we were talking about, you know, the secondary, two best safeties in the league, corner depth, a lot of speed out there. And then what are we going to do at pass rush, man? What are we going to do at pass rush? Now they're tied for third with 7 sacks. The pass rush looks, you know, Owe looked good. Van Noy looked good. You know, Ajabo. So that was the issue originally, and the secondary was like, hey, we're going to be great back there. Now, it's kind of the opposite right now.
Yeah, just like we all predicted. It's and major shout-out to Kyle Van Noy playing that way with his fresh orbital bone at FAOA. I mean, he was super disruptive. I was impressed with the entire defensive front for Baltimore on Sunday.
No,
I mean, Nnamdi Madueke getting involved.
Travis Jones played really well.
Man. He has such powerful hands. It is unbelievable how he can just push guys back and make them look like they're 10 times smaller than they are. So, look, that defensive front's playing awesome, but you're right. This is a team sport. Regardless of how well the defensive front plays, your secondary has to be able to make plays. And more often than not, you know, they've struggled. So week three is an opportunity for them, but we can say in these first couple of weeks, it's certainly left a lot to be desired.
He's Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Ravens at Dallas, taking on the Cowboys as 1-point favorites. Bigger game for which team coming up at 4:25 Sunday?
So I think it has to be the Ravens. Dallas is 1-1, obviously a tough game against New Orleans last week, but if the Ravens go into that 0-3 hole, I mean, we're talking about the 0-2 hole right now. 0-3 is tough to climb out of. I think that would, you know, not that the conversations aren't real right now, but that would spark a whole different level of what's going on in Baltimore.